Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Not all of the news in the world is bad, though. Enter into Studio D, Jen Kramer. Jen, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
What do you do for a living?
I am the director of events at DePaul University.
So you're probably a little heartbroken over last night's game.
That was a brutal one. They've had a pretty great run recently, too.
They've been winning a lot of games, and then they just can't finish. But their record is actually pretty good, and the Big East, I think, is sort of up for grabs this year.
It is. It is. They're doing pretty well.
I agree. I'm such a fan. And now I think a lot of us have become a fan of you. So the director of university events, what does that mean?
Presidential level events, commencement, convocation. There's a great event called Christmas at DePaul.
What's the next big event at DePaul you are working on right now?
Well, there's lots of things leading up to, but commencement is on our radar.
That's your Christmas.
More or less.
If you were a retailer.
Yeah.
So you have done something, or did last year, called the Year of Love, right?
I did.
Was that a hashtag with all of your posts?
It was.
Hashtag Year of Love. Mm-hmm. 2018?
Nope, just Year of Love.
Are you doing it for 2019?
TBD.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know, the clock's ticking.
Well, I was thinking about doing it too, and then I thought, A, the clock is ticking, and B, can I do it? What is it that you did?
So it started as a New Year's resolution. I had read an article about, you know, this year make your New Year's resolution about somebody else. And I thought, that's interesting. I've never been a big resolution gal myself. And I looked at the opportunity to make a difference. What did that look like? It wasn't necessarily all about me, but trying it out for 365 days was going to be a task. But in the interim, I wanted to also affect other people. And my aunt was about to have some significant eye surgery, and she was on my mind. And I thought, you know, what if I just acknowledged people in my life and put it on social media? So they knew that I knew who they were, that they knew how I felt about them, and then that other people would really get to know who they were. So I don't have a very large family. And then it was some friends. And then, you know, mid-February, I thought, this experiment is a long one. And all of a sudden, people just started showing up for me. The guy who came to change the battery in my car on the side of the road, my dry cleaner, the gal on Michigan Avenue who couldn't get a cab. All of a sudden, it expanded ever so greatly to become about other people who I had interactions with.
You would post it on what platforms?
Facebook and Instagram, both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you could have done Twitter, too, and some others as well, but Facebook and Instagram.
You know, it started so relationally for me with people that I knew. And, you know, I have people on Facebook that I might not be intimately in relationships with, but I thought that seemed a little bit more connected.
You have a room there.
Right. I feel like my Facebook wall is my living room. I've said that to people before. Please don't say things in my living room that you wouldn't say in my actual living room. Nice. I just felt like it would sort of gain the most traction there, because that's where
Does that mean then that you had to edit yourself for any other social commentary that you wanted to make public? I mean, here's the champion of love 2018. You can't then be politically snarky or diss Villanova if you wanted to, or were you able to do both?
You know, I'm not usually that way on social media. I have opinions. Most people know what they are. But in this day and age when people are so argumentative and so divisive and we're so at each other's throats, I've really taken a total 180 on social media about that. Would I like to say something? Sure. But I don't want to use my social media for that purpose.
You and I might have a conversation about that. But what's this urge to make it such a public thing, right?
Yeah, I guess for me, there was no other way for the world, my world, to know who these people were. It was got to be most important when I talked about Anthony, the homeless man who spends time on the street by my office, or my dry cleaner.
Wait, tell me about Anthony. Did you know Anthony prior to your deciding?
I did not.
So then you said, I got to find something positive to say. I'm going to meet this guy and embrace him.
Yeah, I walk by him every day.
And you had never spoken to him before?
No, I made a point of making eye contact and saying good morning.
So then what was that first interaction with him like?
I said, you know, Anthony, I said, I didn't know his name. I said, you know, I walk by you every day. And I think it's high time that I know what your name is. And he said, my name's Anthony. And he said, what's yours? And then we had a great conversation, albeit quickly. He said, do you teach here at DePaul? Or, you know, I said, I work in the building next door. It went on and on. And then every day we had a little bit more conversation.
I think a lot of us have passed people and maybe we do the eye contact thing. But we're afraid that if we go too far, then every day they're going to feel the obligation or guilt to give them money.
Right.
Was that a thing?
No.
Is that a thing?
Mm-mm.
Does Anthony want you to give him money every time you say hello?
No, he never asks me for money.
Mm-hmm. So then you said, tell me your story. What did you say positive about poor Anthony?
Yeah, I said, here's this person, you know, who's really on the streets, excuse me, not looking for, he really doesn't stand there asking for money and people inevitably give him money or not. I shared where he came from. I shared sort of what he was interested in. I had a girlfriend from the suburbs named Becky send me a note on Facebook and said, I bought my son the wrong size North Face jacket. Can I mail it to Anthony? And that, I think, those moments is when the Year of Love really started to gain some traction for me, but most importantly for other people.
I walk from the Red Line to work every day and from my home to the Red Line as well. So either end of my day, I have a route. And frequently, I'll go by the same homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're panhandlers, sometimes they're not, a little bit maybe like your experience. And it's not frequent that I give them money. It would be a special occasion. But when they say hello or God bless you or Merry Christmas or how are you doing today? I'll say, you know, not today, but thank you. Have a nice day. And that exchange seems to, on some level, be satisfactory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because it does humanize them. I'm not patting myself on the back, but it sounds like this is what your goal was. If nothing else, let's know that this is a human being here.
Absolutely. And he was one example. You know, I didn't have other homeless individuals as part of the Year of Love because I didn't see any people as frequently as I did Anthony. But there were lots of occasions to tap into that humanity.
I have some of them in front of me, and I can read from them, or you could, but I don't have the one in front of me that maybe Heidi Stevens pointed out in her Tribune column, and it was a restaurant worker, maybe a fast food worker. Do you know who I'm talking about? Could you tell us that story?
Her name was Micah. I was out Christmas shopping, and I stopped at the White Palace Grill to get a bowl of soup. And she waited on me, and she was incredibly smiley and asked what I was doing. We started having sort of a little superficial dialogue, and I said, you know, how do you pronounce your name? And I said, where do you come from? She told me where she was from in Mexico. Then we started talking about Spanish and English. She told me about her day. The next thing you know, we're friends. I said, I'm conducting this experiment. I'm at the tail end of it, and I'd love to have you be a part of it. She was, obviously, I've taken pictures of people. They know, you know, I didn't do it.
You always get their permission.
I do always have their permission.
And do you always include a photograph? Because you did in her case.
I did. I did put a photograph every time.
Sounds like you have a nice job and a responsible one and you're a positive person. Aren't you, though, impressed with people who have maybe less responsibility or less money, less reason to just be happy all the time, but they are. They are a fast food worker or somebody whose job looks hard, and yet they're exuding positivity. And you think, what is my problem? You know?
That was part of it. I mean, to be brutally honest, I think some of that realization that started to come back to me tenfold was about the moments and being grateful and being positive, whatever that looks like for you, but that other people have it too, and those people needed a spotlight.
Were there days where it was hard to find something positive to say because they weren't always... They were always focused on an individual, right?
Correct.
So were there days
most days. I would say there was a few days when I would have an experience that I would then hashtag Year of Love, but mostly it was about individuals. I mean, here's the thing. I'm a human being, and I had some not-so-great days throughout the year, just not in the mood, not interested in looking to exude positivity, and those ended up being the most impactful ones because I had to sit in the quiet and think about people in my life. Or people I had met.
You felt you would have let your following down if you missed July 9th or something like that.
Well, I did miss one day, and I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, however that happens, and thought, oh, I forgot. My traditional way of being would have been like, see, you were never going to make this work. Just, this was enough. And the next day I woke up and I'm like, nope, I just did two the next day.
So it's cliche, but are you proof then, or would you say that you get more than you give when you do something like this?
There is Absolutely no doubt. And, you know, I've said to people that I didn't do this with the intention of being on WGN Radio or in the Chicago Tribune. But what has taken hold is I think people see it as an opportunity for themselves.
Especially since we're all just reaching for social media platforms to say something politically charged and cutting and critical. And we pat ourselves on the back when we get double digit likes. And you are kind of the antithesis of that here. What a nice anecdote that is.
Thanks. Yeah.
But that wasn't your goal,
no.
Right?
No.
I mean, but it did work. At some point in 2018, you must have gone, boy, I am the fish going the other way, and maybe good that I am.
It felt like that at times. I actually even had somebody say, you know, you have 4,000 friends on Facebook or whatever it is. You should be using your voice. You should be talking about the races. You should be talking about things, important things. And for me, this was important. And for me, this is what my social media is
about. Oh, I've read those other people's stuff. Your stuff is more important, trust me, and impactful. The number is 312-981-7200 if you have a comment or a question. John, this lady, says 262, needs a standing ovation. Think how cool our world would be if we did this half of the time, or if half of us did this. What a great thing. Let's pause here. We'll come back. 312-981-7200 if you want to say hi. Or you know, tell her that she's stupid. She should be doing it different. There was a typo last week. What are you, nuts? or maybe you've been inspired to do something similar. A woman called, and she's not on the line anymore. She told producer Elif she keeps a $5 McDonald's gift card in her wallet at all times for this purpose. That is, she wants to spread a little love or generosity. But again, that's not what you were doing. You were taking their stories and telling them and saying something positive about them. Every single day with the hashtag Year of Love. Hashtag Year of Love. So if I search that on Facebook, will that take me to your page then?
All 365 of them.
Wow. Hashtag Year of Love. Stay right there, Jen Kramer. This is WGN. We're visiting in studio just a couple more minutes with Jen Kramer. Her hashtag Year of Love goal for 2018 was to post every single day on Facebook and Instagram something positive about somebody. Every day, feature somebody as a Year of Love. It was her New Year's resolution, I guess the last day of 2017, and she did it every day 2018 but one, and the next day she did two. She's the director of university events at DePaul. And I asked her a moment ago if she's going to do it in 2019, and she said TBD, presumably because, however nice this idea is, it's also work, I guess, huh?
You know, I part of me thinks I should just continue the Year of Love, right? The last 3 days, I've thought, ooh, who am I writing about today? And then realized I wasn't going to do that. I'm going to do something else, and I'll know in the next couple of days what it is.
So you have a couple of ideas milling about in your head.
I do.
Continue to extend yourself, but maybe not in the same way.
Yeah. You know, this was an exercise in gratitude, first and foremost. That's what I've come to learn. And so I'd really love to continue that on, because I know that elevating my life to the level of being gracious every day created something that wasn't going to happen. So I'm interested in remaining grateful in 2019.
December 30th, 2018, 8:56 p.m., meet Judy. She, a longtime, highly talented marketing guru employee of the Chicago Parks District. Judy's a ray of sunshine. She's always smiling. She's a favorite friend to many and ruthlessly loves her family and the people in her life. Judy's interested in life, interested in you, interested in what's next, and interested in lifting people up. She's a joy to be around. And although she makes me look tall and I make her look short, we make a great pair. Hashtag Year of Love. So that's about somebody who was this person a lifelong friend of yours?
She's somebody that I worked with at the Park District over a decade ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I see her when I see her. It's very randomly out to dinner every several months. But it's like just joyful being with her.
So that's acknowledging somebody you know who's been in your life and you want to tell people about a positive person. And then that makes her day better. And then sometimes they're random, like the homeless guy or the lady at the restaurant who you don't know, but you wanted to humanize as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Stand by. It's just in. A text has just poured in. Hi, John. Jen, your experiment is so inspiring. I strive to do this myself. Thank you, says listener Sue. Yeah, have other people reached out to you and said, I'm doing this or I'm planning on doing this?
Several. As a matter of fact, several people that I know and many that I don't have contacted me. I'm reading my Facebook feed this morning and hashtag Year of Love is showing up on three or four people's pages.
Oh, no kidding. So other people are doing
this. For themselves. They started.
You know, we're still selling 2019 calendars, and it's January the, what is today, the 3rd.
The 3rd.
So I suppose you could do the Year of Love and still get into it if you were not starting until the 4th or the 5th or the 10th, or for that matter, July 17th. I mean, who cares, right?
Right.
It's kind of an artificial benchmark. Do it when you can do it.
Yeah, and that's what I've said to many people in my life and otherwise. Do it once a week. Do it once a month, but find time to do it.
Now, do you have family? Are you married? Do you have kids?
No, I'm not married. I have no children. I'm an only child. Yeah. But my life is very full of lots of really great people.
I'm just wondering. I was just imagining a scenario where a kid or a spouse or somebody would criticize you for not being sufficiently joyful or considerate to them. I mean, it's like we started this conversation. Once you've set yourself up as the Year of Love lady, you've kind of painted yourself into a corner, haven't
you? Yeah, I have to give myself permission to be crabby from time to time.
Exactly. You know, so your luck to the next person who finds you on a bad day, who doesn't give nothing but unbridled sweetness and kindness, but she is, as she said, a human being, so cut her a little slack.
That's right.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Any other advice for people if they want to go down this road?
You know, and whether or not they put it on social media or write it in a journal or put it on a post-it note in their kitchen, I think being really present to the people in your life, whether it's your dry cleaner or your child or your college roommate, I think there's a wild benefit in gratitude.
This is Ann. You're on WGN. Hey, Ann, what did you want to say? You're on the air.
Hey, I just... you know, don't want to sound patronizing, but I just love the Year of Love that you're doing. And I was just going to share, I married a man who was a college graduate and we moved to Illinois 32 years ago. He is now deceased, but he was the state manager here in Illinois of a Fortune 50 company. And we divorced because I thought it was alcoholism. It turns out it was dementia from many concussions. He was a football player in high school and junior high and blah, blah, blah. But my point is, he became a homeless person at one point after we divorced. And, you know, just in regards to homeless people, you just never know who's behind that homeless mask, you know? It's not necessarily someone that doesn't want to succeed or hasn't been successful. And I could get real emotional talking about this, but, you know, whoever it is, like you said, it's the humanity behind the situation and your humanity that you need to use to just acknowledge the person or reach out to them or give them the $20, whether they're going to use it to buy alcohol or use it to buy food or whatever. You know, their situation is way deeper than what you just see on the street there. And anyway, so that's what I wanted to share. But bravo to you for being so passionate and compassionate about homeless people, because you just never know who you're talking to. And that applies to any situation, not necessarily even a homeless person.
Well, bravo to you, too. And thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for sharing that story. I think that's really well put.
Okay, thank you.
Your comment on that?
She's right. Humanity is humanity's humanity, whether it's a homeless person or a server at a restaurant or a guy changing a battery in a car. People deserve respect. We all must respect one another, especially in this day and age. Be kind and be grateful for those people.
Hashtag Year of Love gets you the 2018 list, 365 entries. Let's see what Jen Kramer has up her sleeve next. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been my hashtag moment today. I'm not doing this, but I feel better just having had this conversation.
I appreciate that.
Well done. It's